Hello.
This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. The Father says today, stop worrying about matters beyond your control. Do what you can with what you have and stick with it. I'll take care of the rest. I'm the hero. Your anxieties are misplaced. They rob you of the joy and peace that I intend for you. Instead, turn your attention to the tasks that I've set before you, seeking the kingdom, the opportunities I've given you to influence your circumstances by the authority invested in you by the shed blood of Calvary. Employ the resources of my word and the abilities that I've bestowed upon you, and do not waver in your efforts until you see the transformation that your skill, your talent, and the anointing I've given you produce. Remember, I'm not a distant observer. I am actively working within you, alongside you, going before you, and I've got your back, guiding you, bringing your desires and actions into alignment with my perfect plan. Do not doubt my favor, for it rests upon you. It is a force, my favor, the force of my favor propels you forward, leading you into the abundant life that I promised. Don't fixate on what you lack or what seems impossible. Trust in my provision. Trust in my timing. Trust in my ability to bring about the change that you seek. The angel of change has come this day to initiate the change. Your role is to remain steadfast and persevere with the tools and opportunities that I've given you. In so doing, you will witness transformation in your situation and growth within yourself. I'm your loving Father, and my heart is to bless you beyond measure. Embrace this season of striving, knowing that it's not in vain. The outcome I have planned for you is far greater than anything you can imagine. It doesn't measure up to the struggle that you're dealing with. Keep your eyes upon me, and I will lead you into the fullness of my promises, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at again at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.